It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. And we've got Courtney Palmer on the line from the cardiopulmonary section at the hospital. Hi, Courtney.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What are we talking about today?
Well, we are halfway through January already.
I know.
And so the first week of February, we're actually having a stroke and vascular check here at the hospital that I wanted everybody to know about.
Okay.
So on February 5th, which is a Monday, we will be having a stroke and vascular check up on the second floor of the hospital. And to get scheduled for that, I'm going to give you a phone number. It's 515-574-6175. And I'll repeat that again here if people need a second to get a pen and paper. But the stroke screen is actually for people, as you might have guessed, who might be at risk for a stroke.
Sure.
So if you have family history of strokes, if you suffer with high blood pressure, if you are a cigarette smoker, if you have heart disease, obesity, high cholesterol, heavy use of alcohol, or lack physical activity, this is something that you might be interested in getting, and it does cost $35 for that test. There's also a few others that they will do at your request. There's an abdominal aortic aneurysm screen, and that's for patients who primarily have a family history of a AAA. But if you're a male over 40, if you use tobacco, have high blood pressure, and have peripheral vascular disease, that would be something that you might take a look at, and that one is also a $35 test. And then there is a peripheral vascular disease screen, again, $35. And candidates might be individuals who have diabetes, if you have cardiovascular disease, use tobacco, or have difficulty or pain with walking or pain in your legs. And then there's also a osteoporosis screen for anyone interested in learning if they're at risk for developing osteoporosis. So this is all an out-of-pocket screening, so there's no Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance that's accepted. And Dr. Willerth, who's a very well-known vascular surgeon at Unity Point, he reviews all of the results. He'll recommend any follow-up care, and all of the screening results do get sent directly to you to do with whatever you please.
Man,
so the number for that, again, is 515-574-6175, and you're calling Unity Point in Fort Dodge, and you're just getting scheduled to be seen here in Humboldt.
I can vouch for Dr. Willerth. He was my, I had to have a procedure done, and he did it, was my doctor. So he's good guy, and knows what he's talking about. And boy, for the little bit of price that it costs, this could be a wealth of information for you to make sure you're going to stay alive and stay healthy and things.
Absolutely. We've had our last screening that we had a couple months ago already was completely full, and I was so pleased to see so many people in our community take advantage of this because, like you said, it's really a wealth of information for a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, so. If you compare it to the cost of having to take care of yourself with all of these problems, it's minute compared to that. So.
Yeah, preventative care for sure.
Very much so.
Have you been enjoying the cold weather, Craig?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I have not enjoyed it at all. I'm going to be honest.
Not a fan. Okay.
No.
Yeah, I agree. We, you know, up in cardiopulmonary, we see every day, 3 days a week, we have cardiac rehab patients with us up here.
Okay.
And then 2 days a week, we have pulmonary rehab. So different, but the same in a lot of areas too. And we get a lot of our heart patients are told by their cardiologist, you know, here's a limit on some things that you can do. You can't shovel snow. And they're like, yeah, right. I can shovel snow, right? We were born and raised here. We've shoveled snow
our
whole life.
Sure.
However, I think knowing the why behind that is important. So I just wanted to touch base on that really quickly today.
Good idea.
A few people they don't understand the why behind that instruction. And I know personally, I'm better at following instructions if I can understand the reason behind that instruction. So cold weather can actually increase your rate of heart attack if you have heart disease, increase your risk. So what actually happens is the cold weather causes your blood vessels to constrict or narrow. And so when that narrowing happens, it increases your blood pressure and it makes your heart work harder to pump blood. So imagine somebody that already is having heart issues, goes out into the cold, gets hit with this cold air, and their arteries actually narrow even more, their blood vessels. narrow even more. So everyone should take precaution in the cold weather, but especially patients with known heart disease or patients that have risk factors. So it's just common sense advice, right? Stay inside when you can. Dress warm if you have to go out. If you're going to shovel snow, make sure that it's light. Make sure it isn't too much to move too far. Use a smaller shovel. Push the snow rather than lifting it and throwing it. If the snow is heavy, wet, or deep, it's just a no. Okay?
Yeah.
Call somebody. Find a neighbor. If you absolutely have nobody that can move your snow, call out to the hospital. Ask for me. I know people that can help you move snow here in Humboldt. And also, don't drink alcohol before going outdoors because it expands the blood vessels in your skin, makes you feel warmer, but what you're actually doing is drawing heat away from your vital organs. So it's important not to do that. And then our lung patients, you know, you see a lot of people that have a scarf or a mask over their face in this cold weather. It's actually not the cold air that causes problems with the airways. It's the dry. So the air is, when it's this cold, it's extremely dry, and it can irritate the airways immediately and cause a flare-up of respiratory symptoms. So obviously avoid the cold air if you can. If you absolutely can't because you have to go to an appointment, you need to get to church, you need to get to the grocery store, what have you, just simply wearing a scarf or a mask just contains that warm exhaled air that you breathe, and you can make kind of a little humidifier around your face, if you will, to protect your airway from that dry air.
Bunch of great advice from Courtney Palmer from the cardiopulmonary section of the hospital for Your Care, Our Mission. We appreciate it very much, Courtney. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay warm.